Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1348, Types of Stress and Why Stress Isn't Always Bad for Your Health, by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. I'm sure you're anxious to hear all about how stress may not always be bad for our health, so let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Types of Stress and Why Stress Isn't Always Bad for Your Health, by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. Stress is almost always seen as the bad guy. For sure, it's one of the most important risk factors for the majority of modern world diseases. However, it's important to recognize that there are different types of stress and that it's not always bad for our health. Let's take a look at the types of stress your body might be placed under. Then, we will determine whether they could be problematic for your health. Types of stress. There are two main types of stress. One, eustress. And two, distress. Stress doesn't always have a negative impact on your body. If you didn't have any of it, you wouldn't have much drive or focus to get things done. An optimal, small amount of stress is called eustress, which can be considered a good type of stress. It helps you to focus on tasks, think clearly, and react quickly. Eustress is something that you perceive to be within your coping abilities, and it feels exciting. Distress, on the other hand, will cause you to feel anxious and does not feel positive. It's the type of stress that feels like it's outside your coping abilities. It will result in decreased performance and can be considered as the bad type of stress. Short-term and long-term types of stress. Short periods of distress should not have a major impact on your overall picture of health. However, the problem in our modern, fast-paced world is that many people are in a constant state of distress. This is well above the level of eustress, and when it happens on a long-term basis, it becomes very problematic. This long-term stress is typically mental stress, but it can also have very serious physical repercussions. These can manifest themselves in a number of ways, including disease acceleration, chronic pain, and storage of body fat. There is a strong link between chronic high stress levels and poor gut health. This is largely a result of falling into a vicious cycle of inflammation within the body. What is important is that you are able to come out of a stressful moment and return your body to a state of equilibrium. There, it can carry out rest and digest functions. It will be unable to effectively perform these if the stress function is constantly switched on. There are many ways to manage stress, but an important first step is gaining an awareness of your body's own stress patterns. You should also understand the relationship between exercise and stress so that you can make the best choices to allow your exercise session to act as a form of stress relief. You can change your response to situations. Stress is what is called a modifiable risk factor, which essentially means it's something you can change. One person may perceive a situation as stressful, but another may not. The person who does perceive the situation as stressful will experience hormone surges, and the person who does not will remain in a relative state of equilibrium. You can change your outlook on a situation, and this will help alter how your body reacts to it. There are certain situations that warrant a stress reaction, and others that don't. Again, stress is perceived. You have a choice as to whether you are going to sweat the small stuff or save it for the big things. It's not necessarily easy to just decide to change your reaction to a situation. A simple technique that you can learn, which will help you to control the way you react, is called diaphragmatic breathing. This is also known as belly breathing. You can learn about diaphragmatic breathing benefits and how to do it for both immediate stress relief as well as long-term benefits. Be honest about which of the two main types of stress you are experiencing. If you are in a constant state of mental distress, you might want to consider something like a Vipassana meditation course to help break your habits and achieve better overall mental well-being. You just listened to the post titled, Types of Stress and Why Stress Isn't Always Bad for Our Health by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So here's the deal when it comes to stress. Imagine you're carrying a backpack. Right now, the pack you're carrying on your back is empty. Whenever you feel distressed, that harmful form of stress, you know, the type you experience when someone cuts you off in traffic, or you argue with a family member or a friend, or your job is driving you crazy, imagine each of those situations add a weight to the backpack you're carrying. When you don't cope with these distressful events, you end up carrying that weight around in your backpack. Now imagine days, weeks, months, and years of carrying around that weight on your shoulders. And if we don't use stress coping techniques to remove some of that weight, our bodies have to deal with carrying all of that weight around all the time. Can you imagine the physiological toll this would take on the body? You carrying around that weight for years and years, maybe even adding more weight to it as more events stress you out. Your back would hurt. Your knees would kill you. Your feet would feel exhausted. You would feel exhausted all the time. Do these symptoms sound familiar? Aren't these the same symptoms we experience when we're stressed out? But when you're able to let some of those distressful events go, it's like removing a weight from your backpack. Whenever you experience eustress, that good form of stress, it's like removing another weight from your backpack. The trick is to find ways to remove more weights from our imaginary backpacks. And as today's author, Ellie, mentioned, one of the best ways to relieve distressful feelings or remove a weight or two from our backpacks is deep, mindful breathing. And the genius behind deep breathing is that it can be performed basically anytime, anywhere. In fact, let's all take a deep breath right now. I can feel the weight lifting as I speak. All right, that's it for today. I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.